This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So tomorrow we're speaking at the Barrett Sports Media Sports Conference where everybody's going to be. And here's my question. We're on a panel with our friends Petros and Money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you wear to this? Like, do I wear a suit
to this?
You're not wearing a suit.
No, I'm probably going to be dressed kind of like I am now. I got a
sweater and a button-down shirt?
Yeah.
Should I go puffy jacket?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think you should. Actually, with the big goofy glasses.
Yeah, with the big goofy glasses. Yeah, what do you think, puffy jacket? Bergman, what about you?
Puffy jacket? I mean, absolutely for the bit. You should wear it.
Yeah.
Not because
the Marty McFly jacket.
Yeah.
The same look you have on that billboard. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and the sign? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just the red
shirt,
puffy
jacket. I'm not going to go puffy vest.
No, you should do the
full
vest.
Puffy jacket. No, I don't want to do the
vest. You can just kind of like float
weird
in there.
That's too weird.
Wait, you're not going to... You have the puffy vest.
I do. I also have a puffy jacket. I'm going to go puffy jacket.
I think the puffy vest is more you.
No matter what, I'm going puffy.
All right.
So, whatever that means. All right, so Bill Walton, UCLA has advanced to the Sweet 16. Greg Bergman, I know you're thrilled with that. How do you think they've been playing?
I think they've been playing really well. The first game, there's always a really easy game and then a really tough game. And that game on what was it, Saturday? The game on Saturday was very tough against Northwestern.
All right, so listen to this. Right before that game, I called Trudell.
Okay.
And I said, are we betting on this game? I went to UCLA. He went to Northwestern.
Yes.
He said, I'll do it if you give me the points.
What was the line?
7. And I said, no, you can't take points when you're betting on your own school.
Yeah.
I mean, the object is to win the game. Now, to his credit, so we didn't bet. To his credit, they did cover the spread.
Yes, they did.
Northwestern lost by 5. But who's right there? It should I have given so Trudell would have
in
lost
a school
the game,
pride bet,
but won the bet. I don't. I think you got to ride with your team, don't you?
Yeah, I think the idea is if it's a school pride bet.
What do you think, Bergman?
Think a point spread should
I have
be
given
involved.
Trudell points?
No, you should not have given him points. I think you're right. It's school versus school. You absolutely have to
right.
do it. The way you did it is right. But they look good. They look like their defense is hitting back. Adem Bona came back when he was injured.
But
in
now
the
they're
tournament.
Playing Gonzaga. Who's going to guard Drew Timmy?
Adem Bona, Kenneth Nuba, Mac Etienne. They have 3 dudes that are 6'10 that can absolutely guard him, and they're all good defenders. So I think they're going to do pretty well against him. I like this one.
Okay. You like this matchup?
I like this matchup. I think this is going to be the year that I think they're winning the whole thing. I honestly
all right,
believe
so you know
that.
This, Craig, that just complete happenstance.
Yes.
Final Four is in Houston.
Yep.
On Friday night before Final Four weekend, we play in Minnesota. Then we fly directly to Houston. I'm going to be in Houston on that Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
With nothing to do. So if UCLA makes it to the Final Four, I'm figuring out a way to get in. Now, the question is, if they make it to the championship game, we're supposed to fly to Utah at 3 o'clock on that Monday. I think my play there is skip the team flight, go to the championship game, and fly to Utah the next morning.
Get your own flight. 100% get your own flight.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to drop some coin on tickets if they keep winning. But the big...
Weirdly, you have picked Gonzaga to beat them.
I have, but I love the way UCLA is playing. I think that game is a coin flip.
So, Bill Walton, UCLA alum, great player, great basketball analyst. After they won, Bill had a few things to say about Jaime Jaquez from the Bruins.
Hey now, Jaime, congratulations on all your incredible accomplishments as you keep moving up the leaderboard as an all-time Bruin great. Yeah, in so many ways, but today, specifically as a scorer, more importantly, as a winner in the game of life. This is all so cool. I am so incredibly happy for and proud of all your remarkable achievements, Jaime. You're a shining star, a beacon of hope for a better tomorrow, and a timeless Bruin legend. Jaime, You've brought so much pride and joy into our lives and the lives of everyone who resides in the universe of goodness. Jaime, you've added to and built on what makes UCLA so special in every way. Keep up the great work, Jaime. You're immeasurably and incalculably brilliant. Keep going ever higher on the ladder. And please stay forever, Jaime Jaquez. Thanks for putting smiles of pride, hope, optimism, and joy on the faces of the world. Good luck, Jaime. Good everything forever.
He can't stop.
Good Jaime Jaquez forever. Wow. You're fantastic.
He can't stop.
Spectacular and wonderful, Jaime Jaquez. Yeah. Empty the thesaurus of all good things, and we'll leave it at that. Shine on. Play on.
Or will we?
Jaime Jaquez on.
So,
Jaime Jaquez on.
There's no hyperbole
Mace,
there at all.
You're a beacon of hope for all that is good in the world today.
Steve Mason on.
You want to talk about... I mean,
stay puffy, my friend.
Stay puffy, my friend. No, seriously, Jaime Jaquez is a great player. I don't know that he warrants that level.
I don't know
level.
If anyone lives up to that description.
That is very, very tough.
By the end of it, he sounded like a robot that just got stuck in right. a loop.
So and every another... time you think he's done, he keeps picks going. Up and goes again.
In another lifetime, and I'm not embellishing this story at all.
Right.
I used to host a weekend morning radio show with Billy Ray Smith, who then went on to work with Cappy for like 20 years.
Yes.
So Billy Ray and I, one of our regular Sunday morning guests, this is when I did the morning shift at Fox Sports Radio, and you and Jim Lampley came in to replace Billy Ray and I.
Yeah, we took over.
Yeah, so I would be on 9 to 1 with Billy Ray, and you and Lampley would be on 1 to 5. And Bill was a regular guest every Sunday. And we would literally say, we now welcome to the program, Bill Walton. Bill, how's it going? And Billy Ray and I would get up out of the studio. I'd go to the bathroom. Billy Ray would go make coffee. We'd come back like 2.5 minutes later. Eric Peterson, the producer, would get all nervous.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, wait, you can't leave. We're in the middle of a segment. Trust me, you're fine.
He's going to keep talking.
Never did we ever have a problem.
Yeah.
Like we would come back 2-3 minutes later, and there's a beautiful day in Southern California, and I'm riding my bike, and I can see the surf cascading along the beaches of San Diego. It's a beautiful day, John Ireland. What are you doing in that studio, cramped up with no windows and no light and no beacon of hope from people that need to hear and see you in person? What? How do you explain yourself? And another thing, I was at a Grateful Dead concert last night, and they told me that they would sing a song specifically for me. So next week, I will tell them to sing a song for Billy Ray Smith, the great Billy Ray Smith, who brought so much joy into football fans' lives, both at the University of Arkansas and then in the NFL. And it would just.
That is a really good Bill Walton impression.
Yeah, he is the greatest.
By the way, Ireland, I don't know if, are we on YouTube today? If you're on YouTube watching / ESPN LA, Ireland just beat red during that.
You really
went all in.
The what gets me super, super red is if I try and do Chris Russo.
Oh, yeah,
he
should
just
not. That destroys your voice.
Yeah, I was done for 3 days. Jesse Hyman just said, that Walton clip is awesome, but it sounds like a cameo. I wonder if you look Bill Walton up on Cameo, if all of them sound like that. Like, if you could book Bill on Cameo, it's normally like, you're on Cameo.
Yeah,
I'm not on it.
I haven't done one. Nobody cares about my Cameo. If you want to, call my Cameo. Or
James Worthy's on Cameo. He gets a lot of requests. But
I could get like $30 or something.
Bill on Cameo, like, he can't stop talking.
We
so
should get Bill on the show.
It would be like...
Look at Bergman. Give me the... Let's get Bill on the show. He's fun.
He doesn't stop.
But he's fun.
But is he fun?
Yes, he is. Did you hear Ireland?
I like Ireland's Walton better than Walton actually just droning on and on and on and on and on.
Wait a minute, we just played a minute and 34 seconds.
Are you trying to convince Greg Bergman to have guests on the show?
Well, think about this. Bergman sent me
this clip. You could literally say Joe Biden wants to come on, and Greg would go, "No, we can't do it."
Well, no, that's politics. A, and also, why would I want Joe Biden on?
Well, he's the president of the United States,
right?
You don't say no, but except you would.
I wouldn't say no. I'd be like, "Why are we doing this?"
But you don't want Bill Walton on, but you're willing to play a minute and 34 seconds of them, and then Ireland do a 2-minute impression of them. And
way
you
funnier.
You don't want the real thing.
The real thing wouldn't do it.
He would totally deliver for us.
Walton is a very...
I would have Walton on.
Walton is a very divisive figure for this reason.
Yeah.
There are some people that feel like, just us bringing this up.
Yeah.
Bill is very... He's a great guy.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm team Walton all the way. But he's very polarizing because, Craig, you know, because you watch all the UCLA games I watch.
Oh,
he goes off the ranch so quickly.
All these weird tangents.
And Pash is doing the game.
Dave Pash.
And Walton will just go off. And so I'll look at my Twitter feed. Ireland, how can you like Bill Walton? He hasn't talked about basketball in 20 minutes. That's why I like Bill Walton.
Yeah, no, he makes it fun. You don't.
It depends on the game.
You're not a Walton guy, right?
No, it's on when he's doing games, it's just too much. He's not even talking about
totally
the game
disagree.
At all. It's like you don't want to hear what's actually happening. There'll be it'll be a tight game where there's like a 1-point game going back and forth.
Know,
and he's talking about like the rivers and the colors.
And
yes.
The unicorns.
Like, I don't need that.
Do you see that headband on Jaime Jaquez? The colors of the rainbow are in his uniform. And when I was at UCLA, I told Coach Wooden, we need a psychedelic uniform, something that celebrates the hippies of the culture of the 70s and college life. And Coach Wooden said, Bill, be quiet and go back to class. I mean, he'll talk about anything. I mean, I love Walt.
The Conference of Champions. Tiger with the basket.
So we're getting him on, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can try.
He will definitely come on.
He's not
going to
stop. He's not going to stop. So we have to have him at the beginning of an hour so he can just go. And we can't, because you're not going to get him to even hang up.
No,
even
I'd like to take a segment off. That would be nice.
Well, no, it would be more than a segment. It would be the whole hour. So,
excellent.
Because you can't
I'd like
get him
to take
stop.
An
we book
off.
Him tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Or perhaps
See,
at 3 o'clock
the problem.
Today.
You guys don't want to do the show. You want someone else to do the show.
Exactly.
We love
we
Bill
want
Walton.
Bill Walton to do the show.
Yeah. By the way, Al tweets this, an ostrich's powerful long legs can cover 10 to 16 feet in a single stride. These legs can be formidable weapons. Ostrich kicks can kill a human or a predator like a lion. Each two-toed foot has a long, sharp claw.
Yeah, so you ain't beating a
lion. Right
apparently,
for
the
legs.
The moral of this story is you ain't beating an ostrich and I ain't beating a giraffe.
Going right for the legs.
Where our eyes are bigger than our actual aptitude to beat these animals. Maybe we should stick with a goldfish.
Yeah, right. Bert Navar tweets, Venice Mace just tuned into the show, and first thing I hear is you pointedly saying, I am a clown. Own it. That's what I always say. Yeah, I'm here for the fun.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Right.
Yeah.
What is four?
Okay, one hit. Go back to giraffes. This is from Juan.
Oh, another giraffe.
One hit from one of those horns on top of a giraffe's head, and you're done for. Giraffes have horns on the top of their heads?
Yes, they do.
Those little things that look like antennas
yes,
are horns?
Yes, those are horns.
Okay.
Yeah, they're taking you out. Do you realize it's only 10 days till the start of baseball season? 10 days.
Good, because that's right when the basketball season's ending.
Yeah. Well, we hope not.
Baseball.
We hope the basketball season's
well,
not
the regular
over for us.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got a projection of the Dodgers opening day roster.
The roster.
There you go. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I will give you some of that coming up next for you. And also, a basketball observation I have, something that makes me crazy, it is clearly traveling and yet it exists. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network,
all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sup, people? By the way, I heard a commercial for Melinda's Kraft pepper sauces.
Okay.
And I would like to know, how do I get some of those? I would try. They've got 10 different flavors. I would love. Bergman, who in sales is running that account?
I will find out for you.
Kraft pepper sauces. I heard the commercial. I definitely love me some hot sauce.
Some Kraft pepper sauces?
Kraft pepper sauces.
Let's find it out.
Yeah. Totally unsolicited. Well, I guess it's not unsolicited because we're advertising with
solicited.
Them, it was solicited, exactly. All right, so this is the Dodgers opening day roster projection.
The roster.
So this is what I got here. This is from Juan Toribio. Do you know
that's
him?
That's right, Toribio, yeah.
Toribio. From Dodgers.com. Here is his opening day roster projections. Catchers, Will Smith and Austin Barnes, of course. First base, Freddie Freeman, of course. Second base, Miguel Vargas, right there. Shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Third base, Max Muncy. There's your infield and your catchers. Outfielders, he's got six of them. Now,
but only three can play. Who's he have as the DH? Martinez?
J.D. Martinez is going to DH. He's got six outfielders, Mookie Betts, Chris Taylor, who will swing from outfield to infield.
Right.
Trace Thompson, Jason Hayward, who I am predicting right now is going to be a bust.
Okay.
Which means he's going to be the best outfielder we got
this
year.
We'll find out. David Peralta, who used to be a Diamondback.
I think David Peralta is going to be the new Hanser Alberto. Kind of plug him in wherever you can.
Yeah, and then James Outman. They've got James Outman making the roster. So not sending him down.
The roster.
Well, it says in here, if you go down to on that actual article, it says, as for Outman, the 25-year-old was likely going to start in AAA Oklahoma City, and that might still happen despite Lux's injury.
Might still happen despite Lux's injury.
I hope they're not doing that to keep his service time down.
Yeah, I hate that scam. Yeah.
I don't think it's that. I think it's because if you have six outfielders and all of them
you
need
them
playing
play.
Time, they want him to play every day. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Jason Hayward's going to bomb, so there'll be plenty of room for James Outman.
Gold glove outfielder. Apparently
changed his swing. Boy, I'm staking everything on Jason Hayward's going to bomb.
Yeah. It's kind of like how my Lux last year. Lux was going to bomb last year, and then he was really good.
Really good. Starting rotation is pretty much set. Kershaw, Urias, although I think Urias will start game one. Have they announced that?
I don't know if it's announced yet, but he's going to pitch opening day.
Noah Syndergaard, Dustin May, Ryan Pepiu. Ryan Pepiu had a good spring. And then relief pitchers, Alex Vesia, Evan Phillips, who's like our critical guy, Shelby Miller, Brusdar Graterol, Caleb Ferguson, Yency Almonte, who's recovered from injury, is okay, Phil Bickford, and Jimmy Nelson. I don't think there is, other than Evan Phillips, I don't think there's a closer in that group.
Bill Plunkett wrote an article in the Orange County Register today about how Brusdar Graterol has added pitches and has the makeup of the stuff of a classic prototype closer. The issue with Graterol in the past is that he pitches to contact, which you don't want with a closer. You don't want the ball in play. But Plunkett,
has he actually changed? He's not pitching to contact anymore because he's never been a big strikeout guy.
Right. Plunkett seems to think that he is the type of guy now with his advanced pitch count and the fact that he has more pitches that could slide into the closer role.
He's thrown five innings this spring, has not allowed a run, four strikeouts. So maybe he will get the first crack at the gig. They always say, we're going to mix and match and all that. I would much rather have a closer set.
I'm with you.
And Evan Phillips has got the best stuff, which means you use him in the seventh and the eighth innings. That's where you really need him. Runners on first and third, two outs. You go to Evan Phillips. That's where he's going to make his money. But closing, maybe it is. Did Plunkett say is going to be ground rule?
I've got Plunkett's article in front of me. He says developing secondary pitches has been his annual challenge. His best secondary pitch has been a cutter he started throwing in 2021. Okay. It's a legacy pitch in the Dodger bullpen. He was first introduced to it by Kenley Jansen. But Gratterall's cutter averaged 95 miles an hour, not much slower than his sinking fastball. Finding an off-speed pitch with more separation has been more difficult. So that's what he's trying to do. But the gist of the article is that he has the stuff. Armed with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and an arsenal that includes that cutter and breaking ball, Gratterall's low strikeout rate would increase, and he would profile as a quintessential closer.
Yeah, I mean, if he's striking guys out, then he can be the closer. Otherwise, if he continues to throw to contact, if the cutter is a cutting? Really strong, that can be an out pitch.
It can be, and like if he does, I just think that what they're doing, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, is that it's just going to be matchup based. He's going to get a shot at it, but it's going to be based on matchup.
I think there will be one guy.
You think what point though? They're definitely not starting the year with one guy.
No, clearly there's not one guy.
No, so but at what point?
But somebody's going to win that job.
So there's also guys like what's interesting. Gavin Stone has struck out like 18 of 23 batters or something along those lines. He's in the minor leagues right now. Do you think it's easier to go from a starter to a reliever or a reliever to a starter?
Starter to a reliever.
So if he's a starter right now.
In fact, we've got two starters in our bullpen, Shelby Miller and Jimmy Nelson. Both were starters.
Right. So maybe this is a guy that can vent because what he's doing, he's got a strikeout, wipeout stuff. You throw him into a later inning role and be able to move some other guys back. Maybe that's a role for him to make it onto the roster and then eventually become a starter.
It's a good theory.
I think the Dodgers are taking a step back this year.
Me too. I think they are, and I think that's a 95-win team from 111, and frankly, I don't friggin' care.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs, who cares?
I mean,
95 is still a lot of wins.
Get in the tournament. I don't care how many you win during the regular season. Just get a wild card. By the way, Ireland, I don't know if you know
baseball.
This, but there's a brand new show debuting this week, next week. It's the Greg Bergman and Clinton Yates show.
Next Monday.
When is it on?
Well, it's not going to be on the radio. It's going to be a YouTube. It's going to be called The Blue Review, and we're just going to do kind of like Lakers Talk Daily. It's just going to be me and Clinton talking about the Dodgers 5 days a week.
Every day.
So you're back to doing a dance party hoedown on your phone?
Dance party hoedown Lakers on my phone, it's for the station, yes.
Hey, aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
But we need him to say Dodgers dance party.
Baseball.
Well, he's grown up. I don't think he'll say hoedown dance
party.
Well,
get my Tay to say it.
Yeah.
Get my Tay to say
intro.
It.
It's a good intro. Now, how are you going to get a word in edgewise with Clinton? He's very ball dominant.
He is very ball dominant. But I think because I'm more of the Dodger fan, he is more of an all over MLB fan that he'll be able to talk to me a little bit
Make
more.
Make sure he only talks about I don't want to hear about the Royals. I don't want to hear about the Twins. I don't want to hear about.
If they're playing one of those teams, maybe we'll talk about them,
but
otherwise
I don't want that.
No, but I think we're trying to make it a little bit more entertaining, and it'll be we'll have some good and stuff on it. So if you want to get some Dodgers content, it'll be on YouTube at some point starting next Monday.
I'm really excited for baseball. I'm excited to see how these games move now that they've made the changes. Now that there's a pitch clock, now that the pitcher can only throw over to first base twice, now that we're going to see more stolen bases, now that the shift is gone, I honestly think that we're going to see a very, very different game this year, and it's going to be for the better.
Hey, so you were just talking about Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton sent out this tweet today.
All right.
3 years ago this week, I moved to Los Angeles.
Hey, congrats, Clinton.
Saved my life. And I'm forever grateful that I had it in me to believe in myself. Best decision ever. Was he in some type of a life-threatening situation when he moved here?
I don't know.
I've never heard that. Have you?
No.
I wonder what that's like.
I don't think
you're going to deal with that on the Blue Review show?
I think that's
going
to be the opening episode. We're going to be talking about him and his journey from Washington, D.C. to L.A.
Yeah,
no,
I
don't think it was an actual life-threatening. There might be a little bit of hyperbole in there, but I think his life has gotten better because he moved to L.A.
Yeah, I like Clinton. Clinton's a great guy. He's a great guy. I'm really, whatever it is, L.A. is better for having Clinton.
Did anyone embarrass themselves at the pickleball tournament?
No.
Everybody was somewhat formidable.
Everybody was credible. You know, it's not a hard game to be credible at.
Right.
Like, even the people who barely played, like, I don't think the Kamenetskis played much in advance. They were pretty damn good. Frankly, if you hit the ball at me, I was okay. My brother Brian Mashotsky was a monster out there. He was crushing it. And that's why we won our first match. I am going to take up pickleball. I'm going to play for real as soon as I'm not sore anymore.
It might take another week for you there, buddy.
I'm going to play Wednesday nights in Santa Monica. I need a regular doubles partner for Wednesday nights in Santa Monica at Memorial Park. So are you guys in? Who's coming to Santa Monica? No, it's
too far. I will.
You will?
If it was any other day.
Yeah.
No, I'm in.
Are you?
I would actually love to join a league.
Okay, good. Yep. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Wednesday nights, it's intermediate class or intermediate teams. And
sure.
Yeah. Right. Although I hate those people that spin their serves. The serve spinning is really tough.
Well, that's difficult. Just a skill.
I mean, it's like they're throwing like knuckleballs.
We
got to
learn it, Mace. We got to learn how to do that.
Okay, we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing it. I'm excited. Good. I got a partner. All right, coming up next for you, Raiders turned down a blockbuster trade.
That they did.
We will get into that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the Raiders, who...
Turn this up, Jorge.
Have, yeah, I mean, we don't need it that loud. You can turn it down.
The autumn wind is a Raider.
Autumn wind is a Raider. It blows.
The quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard.
So the Raiders, who have Josh McDaniel as head coach and Jimmy G as quarterback now...
Oh, God.
...turned down a blockbuster trade for the number one overall pick in this year's draft. The price was this year's second. This year's first, obviously. This year's second, two future firsts, and a future second. That would have given them the number one overall pick and allowed them to draft either C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, whichever one they like better. Now, John, how do you feel about that deal?
I wouldn't have done
them
it.
Picks.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't have done it either. I think it's way too much.
Even though I'm in complete disagreement with the direction that Mark Davis has taken the Raiders. He's brought back an old Patriots personnel guy and teamed him with Josh McDaniels. Mace, think about this. Every assistant to come out of the Bill Belichick coaching tree has failed.
Right, true.
Whether it be Romeo Crennel or Bill O'Brien or Matt Patricia or any of these dudes, including Josh McDaniels. And when they try and hire one of these guys to be in the front office, those guys have all failed too.
Yeah.
So part of me thinks, well, giving up all your picks really doesn't matter because these guys can't draft anyway. But that's too much even for me.
Although that's one thing that the Patriots do well is they do draft well.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
When's the last good draft pick they made?
They never drafted the top. Look at their roster and look at the guys that they've taken in the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round. They're very smart about it.
Right, but they can't. They're terrible at drafting skill position people. You can go back to Brady, which was like in 2000.
Right.
Since then, who have the Patriots taken? Remember, Randy Moss came in a trade. Corey Dillon came in a trade. They draft. They've been trying to draft wide receivers for 10 years.
They just sign guys that are already wide receivers.
And how's that working for them?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Pretty well. I mean, they did win a bunch of Super Bowls.
Right. But since Brady left, Belichick has, he had the audacity last year to go into a season with no offensive coordinator. He just said, Matt Patricia can do it. Matt Patricia was terrible. And Bob Kraft overruled him and went and hired Bill O'Brien back. Belichick didn't want that. Bob Kraft wanted it. They didn't have an offensive coordinator last year. Belichick's a defensive coach.
Right.
They had no offense. They're terrible at drafting. And by the way, the Raiders have not been good, at, as you know, Greg, at drafting. I mean, Jamarcus Russell's the worst example. But, I mean, of their last three number one picks, two of them are out of the league.
No, that was awful.
I mean, and then the Henry Ruggs thing is just sad. Well,
That was a bad one.
But they had another guy, a defensive back, who got arrested, and he's out
really
of the
hard.
League.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of dudes.
The Raiders can't draft, either can the Patriots. So what do? They go out and hire a Patriots guy to run their draft.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Patriots draft. There's not a lot of guys in here that are
Mace,
names.
I don't know why you thought that.
Bill Belichick and the Patriots better at drafting than you think.
Give me a name.
It's the third, fourth, fifth round guys.
I don't care where the Raiders, just give me a name.
Brady, there's third round pick?
In 2000.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
23 years ago.
You don't know the third round, fourth round, fifth round picks. They're not necessarily hitting on skill positions, but they're hitting on depth. That's what makes the Patriots good, is their depth. And they've built their depth through the draft. They may have blown top picks.
Right. First round picks to the Patriots mean nothing because they can't.
Correct. They'll often trade out of the first round.
Right.
Because they want more picks.
Yeah. But they're not a good drafting franchise, and neither are the Raiders. So if you're going to trade a bunch of picks, I really don't care. But that trade to go get Bryce Young.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I don't believe in either of those quarterbacks.
I believe in Bryce Young.
I don't believe in Bryce Young.
Really good pro.
I don't believe in CJ Stroud. I just don't believe those are guys.
You know, the weird thing is, the Alabama quarterbacks, they're starting to change the narrative. But for a long time, there were no good Alabama quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, you'd probably have to go back to Joe Namath. But now, Tua, okay.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, okay.
Yeah.
You know, not great, but okay. I think Bryce Young is going to be the best of that group. I think Bryce Young is, if you look at him, he's been playing against NFL-type defenses in the SEC for 3 years and been shredding them, including the year he won the Heisman. And so I think that I think the two best quarterbacks coming out in the next 2 years are Bryce Young and Caleb Williams.
Now, would you give up
Caleb
all of those?
Williams, 100, I would make that draft for the number one pick next year.
Would you do that for Caleb Williams, John?
Yes.
All of those picks for Caleb?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I would too.
Yeah, I mean, that I understand. I don't understand moving heaven and earth and moving, you know, two future ones and all that stuff for Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, who I don't necessarily believe in either one.
By the way, somebody, I want to give credit, Matthew, one of our listeners, said, don't forget the Patriots drafted Gronk. That's a good draft
pick. That is a good draft pick, yeah.
But, I mean, I think he was a third-round tight end out of Arizona that was a flyer, and he just turned out to be great. But for the most part, the Patriots can't draft. And what's interesting is the franchise that might be worse than drafting than the Patriots is the Raiders, particularly at the top of the draft. The Raiders at the top of the draft. They got Josh Jacobs. That's about the only thing they got right.
Right.
Every other top of the draft pick has been lousy. And I would argue Derek Carr worked out okay. He was a second round pick.
I think Derek Carr is...
I'd rather have Derek Carr than Jimmy G.
Of course.
I don't know what they're doing.
I would too. I don't know why they did that. I mean, I think their idea is he's a bridge quarterback to get to somebody else.
Right.
And they don't believe the somebody else is Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, or they would have made that
right.
deal.
Right. I agree with you.
All right. So I found this to be stunning news. Greg Bergman has gone back onto the Lose It app.
I have.
Now, have you been gaining? Were you on the Gain It app? Gain it after.
How, Greg, how much do you weigh right now?
This morning I was 193.
Well, that's good. What are you?
I want to be at 180. So I was at 185 for a long time, and then now it's jumping back up because I'm eating very poorly and not paying attention. So I want to get back down. So I'm going to go back down using the losing.
Yeah, I had a rough week with family. I'm at 201. I'm very happy with that, but I'm going to get to 190.
There you go.
Yeah.
Use the Lose It app.
And
by the way, Kelvin Washington.
Hey, Kelvin.
Just made the mistake that a lot of people make.
Which is?
He said, Mike Vrabel, only Belichick guy with success. Mike Vrabel played for Bill, never coached with him.
But doesn't that make him a Belichick guy?
No. He went to Houston and coached.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to talk about people that played for you, then it's a different animal.
Right.
I mean,
but he's technically not part of the coaching.
He's never coached for Bill. Never been on a staff with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, we got What's Up Fool in a minute. There's one other thing I wanted to get to here. So one better. I never understand this. I never understand who is betting this money.
Okay.
There's one guy who made $500,000. I almost said mythical dollars. $500,000.
Real money.
When he bet Fairlay Dickinson to beat Purdue on the money line.
Yeah, this is as ballsy of a bet as you'll ever make. Now, keep in mind, if you bet something on the money line, that team has to win.
Yeah, just win outright.
They were 23.5-point underdogs. And he bet $33,000? Or did he bet $3,300? I can't remember. I think it was $33,000.
$33,000 on Fairlay Dickinson. Can you imagine?
And he won $500,000.
Fairlay Dickinson over number one seed Purdue, $33,000. Who is making these bets? And by the way, I think he probably had five bad bets for that one good one.
Right.
Don't you? And by the way, he made enough on the good one to afford the bad ones.
So if he made $200,000 worth of bets, but made $500,000 by hitting one of them, that's a win.
My brother in Toledo says that they just legalized sports gambling in Ohio on January 1, and he says people are just throwing away money. Just throwing it away. It's like sports gambling is, I'm excited to have it in California whenever the hell they get their act together, and whether it's at casinos or it's on the app. But it really, there's a reason why they've got a really, really long disclaimer.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
There's a reason why the disclaimer is that long.
By the way, Richard Krasnick. Thank you, Richard. Don't forget Jalen Hurts, Alabama QB.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So there's another one that's kind of turning it around.
Yeah, yeah. I think sports gambling is just a no-win situation. Anita Marks.
Yeah, anybody who says they know what they're doing is probably full of... I mean, you know, Jay Billis, who gets paid a lot of money to analyze college basketball,
yes,
picked Arizona to win the tournament. That tells you all you need to know.
Just a guess.
Arizona went out in the first round.
I think the final could very
By the way, Bergman, you're dwarfing everybody in these brackets, right?
No, I'm not. So I am getting everything wrong, but my Final Four has only lost one team of Marquette.
Okay. Right. Bergman has
I got to be last, right?
Bergman, no, you're tied for first.
Bergman's
But I'm out of teams, aren't I?
You have two teams in the Final Four still.
Including your champion.
Right.
Houston.
Yeah, Arizona, Houston. Purdue out. Houston, Gonzaga still alive for you.
Greg, who's the one you lost?
I lost Marquette.
Okay.
And I've lost Kansas, my overall champion, and Duke. I still have Alabama and Xavier alive. Yeah, I mean,
Xavier's good.
Yeah, Xavier's good. You know who's good is Creighton. Creighton is good.
Do you guys believe in karma? Do you think Alabama can win this tournament? Or are they going to get bit for playing that guy that delivered the gun to the murder? Do you know that story?
A little bit.
All right, so the best player in the country plays for Alabama. And he was this
Brandon Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was texted by an older guy on the team saying, hey, I need you to bring me my gun. Mm. And he did it. Yeah. He brought him his gun. He didn't know why. He didn't know what he was doing. So he said, I'll bring you your gun. And then Brandon Miller left.
Yeah.
And the gun got used to murder a woman. And so through any reasonable set of standards, Brandon Miller is certainly involved.
Is he criminally liable?
They're only looking at him right now as a witness.
Okay.
But he doesn't deliver the gun and nobody dies.
Right.
I would have suspended him just to look into it, do an investigation.
Did he not get suspended
at all? And he's continuing to play and play well in the tournament. And I just think karma eventually gets you. I don't think Alabama can win it. But, you know,
because of karma.
Yeah, but the Ravens won the Super Bowl one year when Ray Lewis was accused of killing a guy.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I mean, I'm not always right about this. I just believe in karma. I just think somebody other than Alabama is going to win it.
Huh. Because of that?
Yeah. I do.
Not sure. Do you believe in karma?
I do think that there's a reason, yeah, that things happen if you're nice to people and you do good things. Good things are going to happen to you. Absolutely. If you do something mean, like throw a trophy against the wall, something bad's going to happen to you.
Yeah, well, correct. But, you know, and the worst part was I didn't even break the trophy.
No, you didn't break. So if
things unbreakable.
If you miss this.
Yeah, you know what? It is kind of indestructible. Like, yeah. I honestly believe, now that I tried this and it didn't work, I was mad that Travis and Sliwa were given a participation trophy. And so I took Sliwa's trophy and threw it against the wall. It put a hole in the wall, but it didn't do anything to the trophy.
Yeah, the trophy's
I think
fine.
I could take that trophy and slam it onto the... I'm not kidding.
Don't do it.
Slam it. Well, he took it with him.
He took it. They took it home. They're on...
Yeah,
they're
they
on,
know not to leave it around
me. They're on platform
me.
Spinning around with spotlights.
Yeah, Trav has a spotlight
you
on
would
him.
Put it. You would trophy. Put it prominent. If you won the pickleball tournament or did anything, if you won the best at 7-10, you would have had it prominently in your house.
Of course.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm different.
John would enough.
I would totally...
If you were
totally
given that, John, if you were given that, would you have taken it and thrown it on the ground and crushed
it? No, I would have given it to one of the, we don't really have interns, but I would have given it to Carlo and said, do something with this that you can make money off of. Pawn it.
Such a team
player.
Pawn
it, yeah. Yeah. No, I have every single trophy I've ever won on display. My brother Brian, who is in town this week, said, what are those champagne things you've got sitting around? Because I got Mandy awards in the living room. I'm like, they're awards that we gave ourselves.
Right. Mine is in storage.
In storage, yes. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, what's up, fool? Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you very much, Chris. And so... George Karl, legendary head coach George Karl, who loves to talk right now, apparently.
Yeah, he's chatty.
He is very chatty. Well, he was on SiriusXM radio on Sunday and said this about Joel Embiid. This is just the important part. He takes too many possessions off. He has lazy body language. How do you feel about that, John?
I disagree. I think Joel Embiid is one of the best players in the NBA, maybe the best player in the NBA.
I think he's now overtaken Jokic as MVP
favorite. Well, the reason that Embiid is more valuable than Jokic is Embiid plays defense.
Yeah.
Jokic doesn't. So I disagree with George. To me, Joel Embiid is as good. I mean, if I was drafting a center, matter of fact, if I was drafting anybody, he might be first.
You would take him?
I'd probably take Giannis, but Embiid wouldn't be that far behind.
Wow.
Because Giannis and Embiid both play defense.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the whole quote just so you can have
some
context.
Okay, yeah. Let's give us some context. Yeah.
So he says that people kept telling him he's going to be the best guy to ever play the game. I see him moving in that direction, but I don't know. He takes too many possessions off. He has lazy body language. He gets angry at things that we don't understand why. I just don't know if he's that NBA pro that we all love because he's a competitive SOB and he's tough.
I mean, honestly, John, how many games in a row has Philly won? They're on a winning streak right now, aren't they? Six, seven?
Well, they had a long one, and then they lost, and they may have started another one up again. But Embiid is taking them as far as they'll go. The interesting thing about the East is who's the odd team out when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Because you get three kind of really good
teams. Yeah, you got Boston,
teams.
Philly, Milwaukee.
Yeah, and one of those is going to be out by the time you get to the
Conference Finals. Yeah, there's going to be one great Western Conference or Eastern Conference semifinal series for sure.
So it we're just all waiting around to see who's the third team or the odd team out.
He also says he would take Jokic over Embiid.
Well, he lives in Denver.
Yeah, he also
yeah. Philly has won eight in a row.
And I think if you look like go past that, they've probably won like 25 out of 30. I mean, they're really good.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I was sitting
take
on my
that George Carl.
Yeah, George Carl. All right, so I was sitting on my couch yesterday, and I got a text from one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife. And they said that there was a woman that they met at a party, mm-hmm. and they want to hook me up with their daughter.
Okay.
And so she ended up going all around this whole thing about how, you know, I have to set up text messages back and forth about everything that we needed to know about each other, and then finally sent me a number without ever talking to the woman's mom.
Oh, interesting.
Or anything. It was just from my friends talking to the mom. So now
sneak
I have this
attack.
Number for sneak attack apparently,
right.
And now I have the woman's number and we texted a little bit. But what is it's a very weird way to be set up. I've never been set up that way. What is the
what is the standard? Where does it stand now?
Standard. I mean, we've just talked a little bit.
You still haven't met her.
No,
text,
have not.
Texted
no,
a little bit.
The funny thing is, she lives in North Carolina and isn't moving to LA for 6 months.
Okay, this feels like a pointless exercise.
No.
So, yeah, really, if she's, I mean, 6 months away from living in LA, what are you doing?
I mean, you know, you start talking to them.
Do you
want to
have this long distance thing
I don't know.
The long distance stuff does not work. God bless you if you're trying it, but it does not work.
No.
I've done it. It sucks.
There is just conversation, keep in touch type of situation.
Yeah.
But have you guys
ever
been
exchanged pictures?
No, there was a picture exchange between my friend to the woman's mom.
Oh yeah, this is so convoluted. I mean,
it's very
the mom's
funny. It's
involved,
just a very
this, yeah.
weird way to be set up. Do you have any weird setup stories?
Yes, I have one.
Okay,
so this is many years ago. My best friend at the time, Elise Moritzen, said, "I've got a friend for you to meet. I've got the perfect person."
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'll definitely meet. She introduces him to me, and super nice guy. He's actually somewhat famous. And I thought, what do we have in common? She believed that the only thing we had in common was that we were both gay. There was no other commonality. It's like, oh, I've got somebody perfect for you. He's gay.
You're gay.
That was
he's
it.
Gay.
He's gay. Oh, this is a
go
match made
it.
In heaven.
Hook up.
Yeah. So that's basically it.
Do you have any weird setup stories, John?
I don't. But it's funny, you know, Michael is constantly trying to set people up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he can't help it.
Bergman, Lindsay.
Amanda. You know, like.
So, he doesn't care.
God.
Yeah. And will not rest until everyone is coupled off in America. And I keep telling him, there are some people that don't want to be coupled off.
Yeah, some people like being single.
He does not believe that.
Yeah, he's wrong.
He says anybody who says that is lying. Yeah. He says Amanda's lying when she says she doesn't want a boyfriend.
He's a very old school soul.
Yeah. I think Amanda, I think boss Amanda is totally fine. She's solo and she's killing it.
Yeah, how about you, Jorge? You have any weird setup stories?
No. I would just meet him and, you know, go up to him and say hi and we hit it off. That's it.
Offer them $20.
Offer them $20
simple.
To kiss them. Yes.
Very simple.
Be bold and be like, go. Be straight up.
Yeah,
that's it.
Be straight up.
You're going to get rejected. That's part of it.
To me, that's the key to dating is just like get together, see if there's a match. I don't do a bunch of texting and stuff beforehand, picture exchange, and the person never looks like their picture. You show up, you're like, where the hell is the person that is in this picture? It's just like sit down, say yay, nay, hello, goodbye.
So that's what
over.
It should be. Sit down for dinner and just say, no.
No. Yeah, it's like, no, this isn't going to happen.
I worked with a photographer once when I was in San Diego. And I was with him all day. And I go, what are you doing tonight? He goes, I got a date. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just going to dinner. It's a setup.
Oh.
And I said, what time are you going to dinner? He goes, 6. So we get back to the station at like 4:30. And I go into the back to work on my story. And I'm in the editing bay. And I walk out at 6:15. He's walking in the door.
Yeah.
And I go, what happened to your date? He goes, it's over. I said, it was at 6. He goes, yeah, I walked in, I looked at her, didn't like her. I said, this isn't going to work, and I walked out.
See, to me, that's honest.
Wow.
That's honest.
Yeah, I probably crushed that girl.
Why waste your time? Why waste their time? By the way, the best way to have a meetup is coffee, but get an iced coffee, because if it's not working, you can chug it and be right out the door. Hot coffee, you have to wait for it to cool off. Get an iced coffee, go sit at Starbucks.
Now, there's somebody with a lot of confidence.
See you later.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for it to cool down. You can just down it.
This dating advice, by the way, is gold, man. You should be using this.
Terrible advice all the way around.
What's that, Fu?
Okay, so same. I didn't do anything yesterday. I was just at home watching movies, and I came across this. It was a pretty entertaining movie. Shazam. The superhero
Shazam,
movie.
Shazam, yeah.
So he's the got new one or the
no,
first one?
No, it's an old
the
one.
The one for 5 years ago.
Yeah. Shazam 1.
So he's got all kinds of super flies, whatever, bullets, whatever. So he can't die. So it got me thinking, if you were immortal, what would you try to do? Anything. What would you want to do?
If I knew I couldn't die?
If you knew you couldn't die, yeah.
Jump off the top of the Empire State Building.
100%.
Yeah.
That's actually a good plan.
Yeah,
I think it would be.
See, I would go skydiving, search the bottom of the ocean, see how deep I can, what else is down there, things like that.
And try and cross the track at the Indy 500 while it was going on.
Oh, that would be so fun to jump over.
Like a game of human Frogger.
But do you have superpowers?
Like super speed?
No, just immortal. You can't die. What would you try?
Well, who really wants to fall on the pit? I mean, it can hurt.
Right, but
even
just,
if you don't die, you can. It can hurt. Can
I
it?
Would do anything I possibly could to see what I could do to not kill myself. Just go, just
like
go
Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Yes, exactly. The exact same thing. Jump off things, get hit by cars, do whatever you possibly can.
Wait a minute,
can.
You've never
do
seen
all
Groundhog
the drugs there
Day?
Are.
Nah.
Oh, Jorge.
I'll put it on the queue.
You're watching Shazam 1 and you haven't seen Groundhog Day?
Every year on Groundhog Day, they run it for 24 hours on like 5 different stations.
Check it out this weekend, I guess.
Yeah, check it out this weekend. Yeah, don't be...
Check it out
Shazam
tonight.
One.
Well, no, you got Mexico tonight.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm watching Mexico. Shazam 2 is Mexico out right Japan? Now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah,
is
it just
out?
Came out. Yeah. Just came out.
What's that, Foo?
Somewhat bombed.
Really? That's not surprising.
Yeah.
The first one was cool. I liked
it.
Yeah,
the first one was fine.
The first half of it was good.
It's
then
fine.
It got weird.
It's fine.
All right, so I got this on Instagram, and specifically for you, John.
Okay.
This is from Nikhil Joshi on Instagram, and he says, "Hey, Greg, huge fan of the station. Last minute got Laker tickets for my one-year-old and I, his first game and my birthday. Any advice on sneaking a pick with MT in Ireland?"
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's easier than you would think. Michael and I are at the top of section 111, but we're sitting in the stands. So you can just walk up. The usher's name is Robin. It's a guy. Mm-hmm. You can just walk to Robin and say, "Hey, I'm here to take a picture with Ireland and Michael Thompson." And not only will Robin tell us, he'll take the picture.
Really?
Yeah. So if you ever want to come by and you want a picture with Michael and I, just come by top of section 111.
What about if you want a picture with Pepe Mantilla?
He's at the other end of that. He's like opposite of us.
Yeah.
I heard Pepe made an appearance at the pickleball tournament.
Yes, he did.
That was
he
awesome.
Did.
Oh, okay, my God.
So for Pepe fans, he's coming in studio on Wednesday because he wants to do the game in person. He's going to host the game.
Oh, really?
Wednesday, which is the day of the Lakers-Suns game.
Oh, nice.
Pepe will be coming in at 3:30. And he will administer the game to us.
Administer it. Yes. Excellent. Pepe in studio. Cool.
Love that.
What's up, Foo?
All right. So this last one is also from Instagram. So every once in a while, I get little DMs from people. And one of them says, like, "Oh, hello, your photo looks a bit like a friend I used to know," which is obviously fake.
Yes.
It's not real thing. This one also came in today. It said, "Hello, I saw you in the suggested friends list of the system. Have we met before?"
Yeah.
So they're obviously fake. They're
That's
not real.
Scammery,
they're completely scams. We've tried this with my text messages before, but I don't think anything bad will happen with this. How should I respond to these people?
Are you checking your DMs, Mace?
I'm checking them right now to see what came in over the weekend.
Are you checking your DMs?
Yeah, he is.
I'm checking my DMs right now. I really like when the very first response to a post is, I'm in need of $500,000, and if you can help me, it's like where the hell did this
I'll
come
send it
from?
To him. Yeah, forward that to me. I'll send him 500 grand.
Yeah,
that's all it takes. Here, I'll just give you my number.
That is all it takes. That is all it takes. By the way, there's really good stuff on Instagram right now. There's pictures from the pickleball, and you can follow at Venice Mace. I don't usually plug that, but there's good stuff on there right now. Sedano, after
interviewed
in the middle
you.
Of a he interviewed me and then gave me a. big sloppy wet kiss on my forehead.
Well, he like, nice of him.
He did that at the Mandy's too.
Yeah,
he loves you, Mace.
Yeah, I know, but that's too much.
Too much?
Just wave.
Just hands up and wave.
Don't really want
be Pepe Mantilla.
Don't want to kiss
just wave.
Maybe he's hitting on you.
I
maybe he's trying
so.
To change teams.
I don't,
oh,
I don't
my God.
So. Did anyone tell Kelly?
I don't think that's happening. That's
we'll ask him when he comes in for crosstalk.
All right. Coming up next for you. Let's circle back to the Lakers, who survived a game against Orlando last night, thanks to Austin Reeves. And we'll talk a little bit about Anthony Davis, that game on Friday at against Dallas, which was just a heartbreaker. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.